Bill 1116, an act to require that certain vehicles and equipment used for construction be registered.
House Bill 1116 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Vitter.
The ladies and gentlemen have said it. 1116 comes to us from contractors themselves. It has to do with vehicles that they have on the construction sites that are not commercial vehicles. They pay $25 just for the plate, and they are supposed to stay within the construction site. This would allow, but there have been some misuse of it. So there was some testimony by the general contractors themselves, the Department of Motor Vehicles, DOT, and the Highway Patrol, all favored this bill. What it does is that it allows them to buy coupons in books of 10 that they can place on these license plates to move them from one construction site to the other, so that these vehicles do not become commercial vehicles on our highways or in our roads or used for commercial entities. All this does is that it makes sure that those vehicles stay on that construction site. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Well, House Bill 1116 was held in the Transportation Committee. And after the committee meeting was over, I did spend a lot of time talking to the contractors and Highway Patrol about this. And I guess I still come to the conclusion that what we have here is feel-good legislation. What I mean by that is we have some 400 vehicles that are covered by the law already. And as Senator Vitter has mentioned, there has been some problems here with some people using these vehicles, not just at construction sites like they're supposed to, but maybe going to other sites and doing other work illegally. So the attempt here has been to come up with a coupon book where you could move the vehicle from a construction site to someplace else. However, in talking with the contractors and Highway Patrol, I guess I've become convinced that this makes the law more difficult to enforce. Because at present, without the coupons, you can see the vehicle with these special plates going somewhere else, and you know they are most likely engaged in illegal activity or breaking the law. However, now if you get a coupon and you take off, there's really no way that you can tell that a person is going to another site illegally, because they have the coupon in their possession. So I think this law, while it might be good intentioned, is not a law that in reality is going to work, but it's going to make it more difficult to actually enforce the law. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Vitter.
Well, the contractors just contacted me right before I stood up to have this bill, and so I had to rebuttal what he said. They're in favor of this. They think that this is the correct way for them to do that. The Highway Patrol made no mention that they were against this bill or it would be a burden for them to do that. They think that this is the correct way to do this. So with that in mind, I ask you to pass the bill, please.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1116, reminding the body this does require a two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? Bogue? Rose,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHuick,
aye.
Dennard,
aye.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everst,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hange,
aye.
Ham, Hotmacher, Cleven, Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons, Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Simmons, aye. Senator Simmons, Madam President, ayes 30, nays 3, excused 2.
House Bill 1116 has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed.